You can ask. I can answer up to my knowledge. It may be wrong, it may be right.
It seems to me that after the disappearance of Srila Prabhupada, my spiritual master, I am putting more trust in the Chaitya Guru within.
Hmm?
The Chaitya Guru?
Chaitya Guru.
I am putting more trust in Chaitya Guru. Is this normal to do after the disappearance of your Guru? And how can we develop more the ability to take guidance from Krishna in the heart in order to help us serve our Guru? I want to respect the advice of my God brothers, but they have many different opinions, so I try to surrender more also to Chaitya Guru. I wanted to ask you about that.
My opinion is that Guru is always present. But we are not seeing. But His mercy, and He Himself is present to us, and always giving mercy. So, I need more pray to our Gurudev, beloved Gurudev. He is always present. As in the present time of our Gurudev, your Gurudev, we are serving and wanting guidance.
Yes.
This time also, you should not see that our Guru is not present, so we should go to our Chaitya Guru. Chaitya Guru is always, and Diksha Guru is also present. So why we should not go to our Diksha Guru?
Just as much.
There
as
is
before.
No lackness of our Diksha Guru. He is always present. But we should pray to Him that You should reveal in our heart. Chaitya Guru, without praying, He will do what He has to do. And He is Krishna. See, He is always wanting that all my dears should come to Me. So He is hankering to do mercy. So I think it is better to pray our Gurudev to reveal the one in our heart, and in our heart He should ये भाव जगाएं कि हम लोग कैसे उनकी सेवा कर सकते हैं. He should give proper guidance in our heart that how we could serve more and more to Him. I think it is the proper way.
Yes.
And Sikha Guru can do, who is the Mahant Guru. Dikha Guru is also Mahant Guru. And Sikha Guru is also Mahant Guru. If one has Sikha Guru, he should go to Sikha Guru time to time and take advice what to do, how to do, how to serve Radha Krishna. I think if we are very honest to our Guru, He would certainly and certainly come in our heart, and He will make see us the real path.
That's a very satisfying understanding.
I see
in Brihad Bhagavatamrit, that thousands and thousands of years, lakhs and lakhs years were
have been passed.
Passed. But yet Gurudev comes to Gop Kumar. Or Srimati Radhika sends his near dear Gop Kumar to Jansarma to show path. And they are eager to do mercy upon them. So if our Gurudev is in that level, and we are in the level of Jansarma or true devotees, Krishna and Gurudev will surely have mercy upon us. We don't think this question. Not a single time this question has come to my mind, because I have full faith in our Guru and in Krishna. I always pray my Gurudev that he should give me how we can serve him, and how we can have charam purushartha. Charam purushartha, you know?
Purushartha. No, not charam.
Charam, the last
goal, ultimate goal.
Yes.
Last purushartha. Yesterday we were reading Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Sanatana Goswami is telling that we pray for the dust of lotus feet of Krishna. But not only lotus feet of Krishna, dust of lotus feet. The lotus feet of Krishna should have kumkum. Kumkum, you know, the collar the gopi used to have in their breast, and they have kept Krishna lotus feet on their breast, and that collar kumkum has lotus feet of the Krishna, and it has been colored, and the dust of that color I went to pour on my head. This is the last purushartha of any jeev at any time. There is no better any purushartha for jeev better than this. Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. So Gurudev and Krishna is also eager always to give this thing, topmost, highest thing to jeev. But if jeev has so much qualification, then they can have. Otherwise, at least this wish should be in the heart of any sadhu.
I may ask another question. I came to see you in 1986.
Hello, acha tumhara to?
And I asked you if it was all right to admit to my disciples that I had made some mistakes. At that time the mistakes were that I was sitting on a Vyasasan, the same level as Sri Prabhupada, and taking a big title like Gurupada, and sitting above my own god brothers. So you told me that if I admitted that these were mistakes, my disciples would not lose faith, but they appreciate the honesty as humility. So since then I try to be very open and honest with disciples and God brothers also. If I feel some envy or some bad thing, I admit it. But some of my God brothers say that I may mislead disciples if I am too open. For example, a few years ago, I read some books by Christian saints. So rather than keep it private, I told that I am doing this. So my question is, should there be a part of life that should be kept private and secret? Or should a sadhu be as open as possible in regard to things like admitting mistakes, but also revealing your mind and also your intimate realizations? What is the relation of the secrecy and the truthfulness?
Some principles or some things are subject for hide, and something is for open. We should always think that it should not be harmful for lower persons or disciples. As we are practicing Raganuga Bhakti, for example, it should not be open to all. It must be kept secret. Only to those who are qualified persons we can tell something. Not our all anubhutis, realization, should be told to them, because it may cause to their fallness. Similarly, so many things can be that if we can tell everything, they are not in a position to take it in better way. So we should keep it secret. And something which is good for them according to their grade, we can tell them. And if you and they are in same level, as a friend you can tell, you may not tell. Everything which we realize should not be told to openly in general mass. Always we should be careful for this. Apana sadhana katha na kahi be jatha tatha. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it has been told that you are practicing bhakti yoga. And if you have some realization, you should not tell to other persons in general mass, because it will be ur jayega kapur ki bhanti. Kapur
cloth,
like camphor.
Camphor, yeah.
Camphor. Like camphor here, it will be evaporated.
Like, so we must think about the qualification of shishya, whether it is harmful or not. In my idea, as Vaishnava should keep sacred something, it has been told, sleeping, eating, drinking,
chanting,
bhajan, sadhan. If anyone general mass will see, oh, they will think that, oh, we are all the same. So it may harm to them. Everything should not be done. If it is for benefit of
disciples.
What about the benefit of the person? Does it ever benefit him to disclose something?
Huh?
You speak of the benefit to the disciples. What about the person who is withholding something? Sometimes, to be honest, he will benefit. Like the original time when you said, yes, tell your disciples that you made a mistake. So that time I didn't hold, I didn't keep secret.
If by keeping secret their benefit is there, we can do. But we should always be careful that our heart and bahar or bhitar, inner
and outer,
should be one. We should not have any incorrect connection with a lady. If I have any illicit connection, then we will have to hide. So we should not have any illicit connection to anyone, so that I will have to chhipa karke rakhna. So we should not do anything so that we may hide. Only bhajan sadhan should be hide.
And I had some questions about Radha Mula Bhakti. In some of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradayas, they practice Raganuga Sadhana even when the disciple is not yet perfect. So Srila Prabhupada, as I read in his book, he indicates this too, to some degree, but he doesn't teach it specifically in terms of how to know your eternal rasa with Krishna. There's an impression among devotees in ISKCON, most of them I would say, that to cultivate Raganuga Bhakti is not necessary in order to go back to Godhead. And they think like this: this is how you can go back to Godhead. If you work hard in ISKCON, even if you don't know what is your rasa with Krishna, you will go to Krishna after death, and then everything will be revealed to you then. You already have a specific rasa, but you don't know it. It will be awakened within you by service to Guru.
This is to misguide, shortage, and to taunt. Taunt, what do you say? This is certainly a wrong siddham.
Maybe envious.
Huh?
Maybe envious siddhanta.
This is what we teach. Without Raganuga Bhakti, we cannot go to Krishna. Certainly. If anyone does not know Sambandha Gyan, he is full of anartha by serving and by selling and by increasing income. If one cannot go in a koti-koti janma, or never will go to Krishna, in my opinion, and in Shastra opinion, he should do bhakti. Then it will be very cheaper for us. We should join at once Krishna consciousness, living all these things. But I think this is to misguide. They are ruining themselves and all persons. Krishna consciousness is for serving Radha and Krishna, not for ISKCON. ISKCON is to teach how we can serve Radha and Krishna and Gurudev. Guru or Krishna are not to, they will not teach a person not to serve them and to serve ISKCON. So I don't think this. Gaudiya Vedanta Society or Krishna consciousness,
ISKCON,
or anything is to serve Krishna and Radha. So Raganuga must be followed. We should certainly follow Radha and Rupa Goswami. Without following Rupa Goswami, men in thousand and crores jan living in ISKCON only, having no sambandha gyan, no bhajan, he will never, but he will fall at once, like Bhavananda and all others.
Then I want to ask about the practice though, more about the practice of Raganuga Bhakti.
I think that some will be angry with me.
Your answer? Maybe.
But what you are asking me this question?
Well, it's important because sometimes when we express interest in Radha and Krishna, the devotees say, well, that's too elevated for us. You just, another expression is...
Yes, what is the duty of ISKCON?
They say, just work in the Sankirtan movement, and even if you have material desires at the end, Lord Chaitanya will come and bring you back to Godhead.
I think to teach persons and devotees how to get Krishna and Radha's service, this is the whole object of ISKCON. And that is why Srila Prabhupada, Mani, your Gurudev, went to Western countries by the order of his spiritual master. They have no any ambition other than to serve Radha and Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
But if you distribute a book, isn't that serving Radha and Krishna or clean the temple?
This can be general seva, so that we can teach world how to serve Krishna. For this, it can help. Like we are doing yajna, sacrifice. We are bringing
brick,
sand, cement. This can be bringing all these things, collecting all these things, may be called sacrifice, but it is not sacrifice. Swaha, I am giving myself whole thing to the feet of lotus Krishna. That is sacrifice. If it is not done, bringing and doing and laboring, everything is not sacrifice. In this manner, if you are doing Sankirtan Yajna for Radha and Krishna, to please Radha and Krishna, or to serve Radha Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then if anyone is cleaning that floor, not cleaning, he is also saaf karna?
Cleaning
the paikhana of any Vaishnava is bhakti.
Baikhana?
Latrine.
Like Narottam Thakur clean the latrine of Gurudev.
Yeah.
So anything, any chesta
endeavor, activity endeavor.
Activities of tan, man, vachan. Uncool for Krishna, it is called Uttama Bhakti. Not only Sankirtan and Sankirtan is best, Nam Sankirtan, but any thing, any wish, any mental thing, any haath pair ka koi bhi karja, any action, will be physical or impphysical or by mind, everything will be bhakti.
If
bhakti is there.
and to read Bhagavat and to serve Radha, Archan, is will be against of bhakti. If you are not there, you are going against the principle. If you are doing Archan, if you are doing Bhagavat part, you are preaching for yourself or your wives and children's, then it will against of bhakti. To read Bhagavat and to do Archan also. So it depends on his heart. So I think that we must follow Rupa Goswami. He has gone to follow, to preach the principles of Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, only. And for the betterment, he established ISKCON to preach the service of Radha and Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If they are not preaching correctly, we should leave at once this society. And if they are doing service, we should all join in ISKCON. I also think I am in Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti. In a moment when I will see that they are not serving for Krishna, I will at once leave this issue, Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti. I have come to see Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, but I have come to see that they are all serving to Krishna and Radha. Rupa Goswami has written in his Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, Ujjwal Nandini and all others, how a jeev, a conditioned soul, can come towards Krishna and can achieve the highest thing, highest service of Radha and Krishna. So we should certainly must adopt all these things. If they are adopting and doing and going smoothly, we should certainly follow ISKCON. But if they are not, we can think more. One thing also, you have questioned what do Rupanuga Vaishnava?
Radhanuga Rupanuga. Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradayas, I said they practice Radhanuga Sadhana even in intermediate or neophyte stage.
Here we can see that whether he is a wretched person, he has no ability. He is a rotten person. But if he has greed by the grace of Rasik Vaishnava, by reading Srimad Bhagavat, by hearing Srimad Bhagavat, he is able to do Raganuga Bhajan. Someone can say that he is not pious, his soul is not pavitra, pure. He has no satya, sam, dam, titiksha, arya, all these qualities. He is hankering after women's, understand? And he has some bad society or anything. Like कौन मधुमंगल ना कौन बिल्व मंगल
ही वॉज नॉट ए गुड पर्सन बट एनी हाउ ही हैड ग्रीड बाय द मर्सी ऑफ कृष्ण हिमसेल्फ एज ए चैत्य गुरु और बाय द ग्रेस ऑफ चिंतामणि हु ऑलवेज used to do very sweet songs about Krishna and Radha. And by his Gurudev, Narahari. Narahari? Okay.
Somagiri.
Somagiri. Anyhow, he has greed. And that greed, in the very rotten condition, yet he went so high. There should be greed. And this is ability for doing Raganuga Bhajan. Whether he is a wretched person or not, or he is pure soul or anything, only he should greed. And that greed should be actual greed. Then he can do Raganuga Bhajan. And by Bhajan, his all things will be also
clean.
Will be clean. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Idam cha Vishnu विक्रीडितं ब्रजुवद्भिः इदं च विष्णु
श्रद्धान्वितो
अनुश्रणीयात् अथ पर्णयेदज
भक्तिपरां
भगवती प्रतिलभ्य कामं हृद्रोगमाश एट फर्स्ट भक्ति कम्स एंड ऑल दीज इविल थिंग्स बट ग्रेड मस्ट बी pure and qualified
actual grade.
May I ask more about that? I met a person recently, his name is Gadadhar Pran. He was a disciple of Lalit Prasad, the son of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So he was in ISKCON, then he left. And he was telling me that in his sampradaya now, they practice Raganuga sadhana. He said, in ISKCON, you only practice Vaidhi. You have to practice a sadhana, even when you're not perfect, which will bring you to that greed. So they have the Siddha Pranali and meditate on Krishna's Ashtakalila. So he was advocating or preaching that you should bring this into ISKCON.
No, we should not follow there. We know Lalita Prasad. He has no greed. He has only calm. So Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, knowing this, he refused that person. We know. But our Gurudev also refused that person.
What would our answer be though? What is our practice of Raganuga Sadhana, if not what they do?
We are doing Sadhana Bhakti, Vaidhi Bhakti.
We are.
By doing this, and by the grace of Guru and Gauranga or any Rasik Vaishnava, we will hear the pastimes of Krishna. It is not sure, but we hope that we will have certainly greed. And then we will be advanced. We will not follow Sahajiya Vaishnava. This should come from upper side. क्या होता है नॉट डिसेंडिंग इट शुड बी डिसेंडिंग फ्रॉम वैष्णव और कृष्ण जन और कृष्ण फ्रॉम कृष्ण एज रूप गोस्वामी हैज टोल्ड दे आर डिस्ट्रीब्यूटिंग रागानुगा भजन डिवोटी इज नॉट गोइंग एंड दे हैव नॉट ग्रेट to serve Radha Krishna. But they are distributing.
They are contractors.
A devotee must greed. Then they should be told. They should be mercified. But they are not seeing that I have also no greed and these disciples have no greed. And they are distributing. Like fruits. It is not like this.
Not so cheap.
Not so cheap.
We should not follow. We cannot follow this. I have seen so many persons have been ruined. This greed will take this man to very upper, like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, like Jiva Goswami, like Narottam Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. How ucha jivan inka? How
higher life?
Elevated.
So we should always go what our Guru has told. What Rupa Goswami has told, Jiva Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, our Gurudev. We must follow. We have Siddha Pranami. They have no Siddha Pranami.
We have Siddha Pranami?
Certainly. Tinadapi sunichena tarurapi sahisununa amanina manadena kirtaniya sadha. This is Siddha Pranali. They are not following all these pranali. They are taking by shasta. Shasta?
Cheap.
Very cheap. Without being so. By gathering so many ladies and by practicing. Like Raghunath Das Goswami, like Prabhupada ki Guru, Gaur Kishore Das Goswami. How Bhairagyavan. But I think Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur and Bhakti Vinod Thakur were more Bhairagyavan than Gaur Kishore Das Goswami Maharaj, in my opinion.
More Bhairagyavan.
More Bhairagyavan. But this requires some heart and mind to know these things. Any more?
I had a personal request. I wanted to ask your permission if I could begin to worship the Govardhan Shiva.
You have requested me?
I am requesting you.
First you have requested you?
First?
When
this is first time.
Now I am.
Never before.
Yes, yes. If you like, you can do it.
Does that mean I can go to the Govardhan Hill and take one stone?
By permission of anyone. Vishnu, Guru, Purohit. Why you are not going towards Bhav Bhakti?
Why? Why I am not
following or going towards Bhav Bhakti?
Bhav Bhakti.
Why I am not?
I think Maharaj thinks
try to enter.
Worshipping the Govardhan will bring him in that direction.
This is too. I don't sure I understood why he asked it at that point.
You should know Hindi also or Bangla. Because I don't express fully my idea. So there are some. Everybody.
That's going to be my question now.
Rupa Goswami.
It's coming.
Rupa Goswami. Bhakti Vinod Thakur. What he has done, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, last Vaishnava Saptam Goswami, what he has done?
Bhakti Vinod Thakur? What are his activities?
Towards the Archan?
I mostly know he wrote many books. And
no.
Archan.
What activities he has done towards Archan. He used to do archan?
I don't know his archan activities.
Gorkusho Dasa Narayan used to do... No.
Archan.
He used to do archan? Or not?
I don't know.
You don't know? Your Gurudev used to do archan or not?
Not personally, no.
Not personally?
In the temples, he installed many deities. Archa Vigraha?
Yeah.
Not very, he, for a few years.
Always?
No.
Like you are going to do?
He
you are taking, you want to
take
Govardhan Sila.
Yes.
And when you take it, you will have to always do archan. You will have to do?
Yes.
Or you will give it to any devotee?
No.
Your Gurudev has done this, like this?
No, he did not.
Why he has not done?
Why he did not practice archan? I think, I don't know his mind. But he might say he was... So
there are two kinds of seva to Radha Krishna. One by Archadigra, by water and flowers and all these things. And other is Bhav Seva. Bhav Pushpa. Bhav is their
flowers.
Their water is, love is water. Their inner bhavs are so many upakaranas of seva.
Material ingredients. Ingredients.
Not material.
Ingredients.
They are done like so.
That was their archan.
So archan is, the archan of Raghunath Das Goswami was not archan but seva.
Bhav seva.
Bhav seva. When he sees Govardhan, he at once goes in inner and sees Radha and Krishna. He only prays Govardhan by Tulasi that I should serve her in Radha Kund, Radha and Krishna. Only the Leelas in Radha Kund, in midday. These are bhavasiva. What he has written in Vilap Kusmanjali are all other
prayers
in Braja Bhakti Vilas.
Braja Vilas Tav.
He used to do it in mentally, all these seva. His Radha and Krishna is there and he sing that I am preparing
garlands,
tambul biti, karpur, chandan, agaru, and so many things. And he giving at the neat time in shortened seva. He was trying to do. But we are not so high, so we should do this archan also. So you can, if you want, you can do. But you should always try to enter in bhavasya, praying by uttering the slokas of Vilap Kusmanjali, Prat Vilas, Upadeshamrita, Chaitanya Sikshashtaka, all these things.
Not just the outer formality of archan.
I think that if everyone person having a mood that I should worship Giriraj with me, whether I am in western countries or southern countries or hither and thither. And if everyone will take Giriraj every Shila of Giriraj, then what will be the condition in Govardhan?
No left.
There will be no sign of Giriraj Govardhan there. So it had been told in Puran that if you want to take it, keep
gold weight.
Any you should take. And by the order of your spiritual master, or in his absence, there should be any high grade of Vaishnava. So many Govardhan Shila, a new devotees, they are very fond of worshipping Giriraj Govardhan. They brought by, without telling anyone, they brought from them. And after 2, 3, 4 months, there comes any disturbance or anything, they keep it here without Nam Sankirtan should be followed and service in heart should be followed. If there are, these are two, everything is there. And if there is not there, nothing is there. Hari Bhakti Vilas is for Grihastha Bhakta, not for Tyagi. And in this Hari Bhakti Vilas, Archan Paddhati, Archan, sacrifice, all these things are given. And then they should, after reading Hari Bhakti Vilas in Grihastha, they should obey all these things. And if they are ripened,
mature,
then should leave all these things and they should be Tyagi Vaishnava, Vairagi Vaishnava, and follow Bhava Seva and follow Rupa Goswami and all other Goswami.
Anything more?
No, I don't. Thank you.
In my wordings, what is anukul for you, favorable for you, you can take it. And what is unfavorable, you should reject. Kamal Krishna Prabhu wanted to take one Govardhan Shila for
Texas.
Texas.
I heard, a very big one.
I told that, he told that you should give me. I told that I will not give, you can take. The responsibility will be upon you. If anything goes against and not
responsible for this.
After 50 years, if he has no good disciple, able disciple, that disciple will take Giriraj Govardhan and will fell in the sea. We should think for Bhavishyat also. Future.
Yes.
If you are really wishing to worship your Raj Govardhan.
No, now I'm thinking about it. I'm not so eager.
If you are so eager, I'm not going to disturb you. You can take little and serve.
Your words make me think. I have to think more.
Then Saraswati and your Gurudev, my Gurudev, they were not in a mood that in this present time all are hankering for Raganuga Bhakti. They wanted that in proper way we should go. By real bhakti, Vaidhi bhakti we should go. And if greed comes, it is so much better, so bhagyavan. But without greed, we should not think all these pastimes. It should come in proper way. A greed by practice will not come. By reading it will not come. I love a lady. I saw a lady and I loved. No reason, nothing. So the service of Krishna by their gopis or sakha or by hearing the pastimes and by the past sanskar, you know?
Impressions, purva sanskar, previous impressions in the heart.
By that, a greed comes. By any chesta means?
Endeavor or activities.
By any activities, greed cannot come. It will come itself. But by the association of a Rasik Vaishnava and hearing the Lila Katha by Rasik Vaishnava, without Rasik Vaishnava, it will not come. If Krishna does mercy, he will do through their Rasik Vaishnava. And if a Rasik Vaishnava song comes, we cannot adopt it. Otherwise, we have no sanskar. We will not recognize him. Who is he? So we should follow faithfully by the bhakti. The principles of Vaidhi bhakti and Raganuga, anga ka kya hota?
Part or limb parts. Or part.
Are not different, same. Shravanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam. Or five. Sadhu sanganam kirtan bhagavat shravan mathura vasi muttir sadhyas. It is the same in Vaidhi and same in Raganuga. But moods are different. Thinking and hearing and chanting are different. In Vaidhi Bhakti, Prahlad Charitra, Uddhav Sambhad, not Sandesh, Uddhav Sambhad, in
11th
century, 11th, Devhuti Kapil Sambhad, Vritrasu, and all other things. These are uncool for Vaidhi Bhakti. So Sravanam, this should be sure. And in Raganuga, Sravan is another Sravan. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavat 10th canto, the books of Rupa Goswami,
Sanatana Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Sika, and all those things. Jayadev, all this. According to our creed. Kirtan, Kirtan is the same, but that Kirtan, Vaidhi Bhakti Kirtan, the Kirtan of Narottam Thakur and Bhakti Vinod Thakur and all others. Primary, Saranagati, Kalyan Kalpataru, and all those things. We can do Kirtan of all those. And in Raganuga, Narottam Thakur, Lalasamayi, Anuragamayi, and all this. So you'll have to follow the Vaidhi Bhakti also. And if he is in Raganuga, he should follow also the principles of Vaidhi Bhakti. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has told, oh, kya chare, ekta Vaidhi Bhakti rata jane,
sadhinata ratna jane, rag margi parano pravesh.
Bhakti Vinod Thakur has written, Vaidhi Bhakti ki
rata
jane,
sadhinata ratna dane,
swadhinata ratna dane, rag marge kare na pravesh. Those who will heartily follow the principles of Vaidhi Bhakti, heartily he should do. Then Krishna and Krishna sevak, servants, they do pravesh,
enter
in Raganuga Bhajan. By their mercies, that person, devotee, will enter in Raganuga Bhajan.
These are five books. Thank you.
here. Or Raramananda you can. But here Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is Kadambini. And from him, the nectar of, the shower of nectar is coming. These five have a desire to do commentary, with commentary.
You have started? You have begun?
No, no. But I want.
Because you have just.
Bhavan Maharaj and all other members are telling me to translate Chaitanya Charitamrita in Hindi. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Gita. And Srimad Bhagavatam in Hindi.
Sub.
But. I have no time at all to do all this. And it requires also lot of money, lot of energy, which I have not lot of energy or anything. I can do this, but very precious thing.
You have a distilled essence of everything. All the big works are coming in those Greek works of Vishwanath Chakravarti. Maharaj, last time you spoke to me, you encouraged me to do archan inside, not external archan. I want to learn more how to do that internal archan. Too many years I've been doing external.
You can continue, but you should do also, like all Goswamis.
If I'm chanting beads, saying Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, the external part, what is the internal? Think of Krishna.
So many things. All these are happiness. Chanting Harinam and being in Radha, in Sakre, in especially Javan. And all these services, praying. Not now we should enter, but we should pray that we should have. Like this public, Radha Krishna Ji. It has been written here.
Krishna Smanam.
Bhajan Anga of Radha Nuga.
Bhajan Anga. Parts of.
Parts
of Radha Nuga.
Those who want to hear them, those who yet not enter, but they want, they have some greed. Greed has no reason. See, it does not require any reason. Right? Greed is greed. Seeing beautiful things, seeing deities of Radha Krishna, very lovely, and mood of deities, or hearing the pastimes of Krishna by Yashin Krishna,
upon whom we are very, very regarded. Even the Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, the tikas of Srimad Bhagavatam, especially of 10th, and the books of Goswami, we can have, then we should do to quench our that desire, greed. This can be found only in Shastra or in the heart of Vaishnava. These are five kinds of bhajan paddhati. Not bhajan paddhati, but now how to enter. Tat-tat-bhav-mai, you know?
Avishya-bhav-mai.
Bhav-mai. Samar-bhav-sambandhi. Related to bhav. Samar-bhav-mai means shanta chodhi. Dasya sakha bhatsalya and madhur bhav mai. We'll have to choose upon what our greed is. And according to that, we will think Krishna and his associates of that bhav. So this is bhav mai. And bhava sambandhi, related to that bhava.
Hearing and chanting.
I'm explaining. And tat bhava anukul. Bhava anukul. Tat bhava abiruddha. Not a
verse.
Not
averse.
Adverse.
Not averse.
And some are tadbhav pratiku. We should not adopt. And force we should adopt. Yeah. Among these, dashityadi. Think about Dasu Sakhavasana and have a grip to enter among them. We should always think about Krishna and his associates. Like if we want the gurus, we have to as a follow Rupa Manjari and all others. And always chanting, remembering both Krishna and them. These are bhavamai. They nourish prem kalpataru. All these bhav nourish.
Yes, pushti.
Right?
Yes.
Pushti.
Pushti. All these thinking, worship like this. Like worship you. In morning, you are sitting. About 6 or 5 minutes. I'm thinking that I'm going to Yomuna, Vesika. And I'm taking bath. And in Swarna Kalash, I'm taking bath. Swarna Kalash.
water in
golden pot, golden kalas. Kalas means a pot. Indian, like Indians.
Yeah.
Round. Very good mouth. And gopis. I am also a Sakha Vatsalya, Sakha Manishita, or I am Lord of Yashoda, very near and dear, or I am any of Dashi of Vrindavan. I have brought butter from here. Or Radha Manasi Kanta. Or what I'm from Ganges, near Barkuna Ghat of Navadvipa. Barkuna Ghat is of
Navadvipa.
In front of you.
Yeah.
In front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to play with girls, that I am Krishna. I will give you vardhan so that if you worship me, I will give you words that you will have very beautiful husbands. And if you don't please me, don't worship me, your husband will be old one, very blackish. So they used to, this is Barkuna Ghat, very, very near and dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Or any ghat of Navadvipa, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to play with boys and to take bath in Ganges. From there we maintain. But in Krishna Lila it is very good to take bath in Jamuna or Manasi Ganga or Radha Krishna, Pavan Sarovar, Prem Sarovar, others. If you want to worship in Mandi, Radha Krishna, Gopis, and do archan, bhav archan. If you can go to Javad, that is very good. There Srimati Radhika is there. You should make bath of Radhika as if I am getting and doing that, not archan, bhavashana. And if you want, you can have a very golden temple in Radha and Krishna there, and am pujari, and doing all that. Cooking myself for my time. After doing archan, now it is not so hard. I am giving to Radha Krishna, and after that doing arati, chamar, bhajan, everything, and give rest at last. When after Kusha, flowers, that is when Sardha Pushpanjali. And we can again on the time we can wait Krishna and do all these things. These are bhavs. According to our bhav and according to time, we should do all these things. Perhaps you have heard the story of Padma Purana, Arani Purana.
that there was a Brahmin who went to hear Srimad Bhagavatar in Iran, and he was hearing that Bhagavad Puran. A story came in that Puran that there was a Brahmin who wanted to do archana of Narayana, but actually he has no mandir, nothing, no details. He heard there that that Brahmin heard that by mentally we can do archana. So hearing, he went to his house. After taking bath, he sat down, mouth in east, and began to do archana. He went to Ganges, took bath in Ganges, brought water, swarna kalash, temple was golden, deity were very shining, Narayana and Lakshmi. He did archana by mind, and after that he went to cook room and cooked payas kheer and took it in katori, but cup, golden cup, but it was water. He put his finger to see that whether it is so warm or not, but it was so hot. And when he put a fula,
blistered,
burns, and something came out like a fula. In the Vaikuntha, Narayan began to laugh. Lakshmi told, why you are laughing? He told that in this loop, my one devotee has given me pious in a pot, and it was so warm. And to see warm, he put his finger there, and his finger has been burnt and become swelling. She told that I want to see that body. They come both and they saw that finger was swelling and it was burnt. Then they told that you'll have to go to Vaikuntha and take it. So by mind, it can be done. And all our Ashtakaliya Leela Smaran is according to this. If a man does all these things, then this is, our hand is outer indriya, man is inner indriya. So we will have more things than doing hand by doing by mind. Because it is the king of all indriya,
mind.
So smaran wants man. So if man is shant and it is immersed in Krishna consciousness, which is better than outer interior. So our Goswami discovered this Padhat to worship Ram and Krishna and all the things. If a man, So this can be done. All the things which are we are doing by Indriya, we can do it by mind also. You can go in prachar, where all these things are not available, but mind, by mind it is always possible. A man can install all these things. They can take away the vigraha also, they can install, but they cannot install our mind. So in Kali Kal, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that by mind there is also so much superior. But we should do also by these indriyas also. And for Kali Kal, chanting of Naam and remembering the past life, the past
Lila, past time.
It is more superior.
More superior than?
Then, after practicing, chanting of name and remembering of past times of Krishna and their parikar, knows me. And that should be our ultimate goal. So he has written, Bhav Sambandhi, Bhav Mai at first. What is the meaning of Bhavmaya?
Bhavmaya
says to remember Krishna and his associates. And in Gopal Mantra, Swaha, Gopi Yam Vallabhaya Swaha, this is Bhav. Which we are going to take, or we are going to Krishna ke charanon mein arpan karne ke liye ja rahe hain. This is how
the way we wish to worship Krishna
and Radhika. Gopi Jan Vallabh. Krishna is Vallabh of Gopi. Now I am giving myself as a gopi and keeping in mind that Gopi Vallabh is our Vallabh. This bhav is swaha. Swa means myself. Ha means we are giving in Purnahuti. Purnahuti, you know? Purnahuti.
In spiritual
sacrifice, swaha, we give all things. So we are giving myself in the lotus feet of Gopi Jan Vallabha as my Vallabha. Srimati Radhika is our Radhika Devi. And we are made servant of Srimati Radhika. So, his ballab would be my ballab, and her bhav is my bhav. Now I am giving everything to the lotus feet of Radhika and Gopi Jan Vallabh Krishna. This is bhav mai, paramadhur ras. And for Sakta bhav, Subhashitam, and their bhav are bhava sambandhi. Understand something?
Yes, I do.
Bhav, bhav mai, and now bhav sambandhi. From Guru Padashraya.
Worship of Guru. No,
Guru Padashraya. Guru Padashraya means to take
shelter.
Shelter in Guru Padashraya. From there, to Siksha and Diksha, both. And after that,
Shiksha and Diksha means everything comes. And then Vishambhena Gurau Seva. Vishambhena with bhav. Vishu Sat Krishna. Gurudev. Keeping very away fear that he is most superior and most wretched. Being in the same level and very near and dear, he is right here. This is called Vishambha. Vishambhena Gurau Seva. What he wants, this should do. According to, we should always in a book that we should make please our Guru with heart. That is Vishambhena Gurau Seva. These are 10 of 64. These are bhav sambandhi. They were bhav mai, and now they are bhav sambandhi. Without these, we cannot enter. Remembering of Gurudev is not remembering of Krishna. But yet, remembering of Gurudev, remembering of style of Gurudev, what Gurudev does, Nikunja Juno Ratike Vishiddhi Yaja Vidhi Sutti Rapecha. You know the name?
Yeah, the spiritual master is assisting the gopis in their arrangements for Radha and Krishna.
Sri Radhika Madhava Yora Para Madhurya Lila Punarupananda Patikkhana Swadhana Lulupasya Vande Guru Sri. To remember Gurudev means whatever Gurudev does, the seva of Krishna and Radhika and Gopi in Vrindavan, that should be remembered. It is very helpful for going in Prem Samudra, Kalpa Vriksha. These are bhav sambandhi. And as Ragatmik Bhakta does in Braja, time to time all these seva we should remember. No? These are called all bhav sambandhi. Acha. Acha, Dvija. And Bhavanukul sadhan. Ekadasi Janmashtami Kartik Vrat. Bhog Tyag. Bhog Tyag, you know?
Enjoyment and renunciation.
All material things. Enjoyment of all. Should give up. And Kartik Vrat. Bhagavat Sravan, all these things. Tulasi Aswattha, Samman, Vaishnava Samman, all these are bhav anukul, we should do. And Namakshar, Mala, Nirmalya Dharan, Tila, all are bhava abiruddha. These are not against of our bhava. So this should be taken. And bhava viruddha, that is rukmini bhava, rukmini archan. And all the things which are not anukul for our bhava, they should be given. Whether these are bhakti, in among 64, yet they will have to be. There will be no harm.
No harm if we give them up.
Must give them up.
Eh?
Must give them up.
Those these are.